Good morning. Welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. What I'd like to do in today's video is share some of my best MLM duplication tips. So let's start out by talking about what duplication is. Duplication in network marketing is about getting a lot of people to do a little bit. Rather than one person sell 100 products themselves, you have a team of 100 people. Each person either uses or sells one product themselves. You get the same result as one person doing a lot. Now, of course, not everyone who joins your network marketing business is going to duplicate you. Not everyone is there to make money. Some people are there for a social club. Some people are there to just get a discount on their own purchases. But when it comes to duplication, you should average somewhere around 30%. So if you sign up 10 people, and three of those 10 people sign up at least one people, I would say, at least in my own experience, you're doing pretty good. You're never going to have 100% duplication. You're never going to have two who get two, who get two, who get two. That is used as a hypothetical example, but it very seldom ever works out that way. If you sign up 10 people, typically one signs up four or five, another two, maybe three sign up one, maybe two, and then the rest do absolutely nothing. That's what real duplication looks like in network marketing. And the only reason I share that with you is so that you have realistic expectations and you don't think everyone that you sign up is going to do what you do or is going to want it as bad as you do, because they don't. So what can you do with those 3 out of 10 people who want to duplicate, who want to build a business? How can you get more people to do a little bit? This is the secret sauce in network marketing. It's about getting lots of people just to do a little bit more than they normally would in the business. That's what a great leader can do. They can get a lot of people just to get out of their comfort zone and, you know, maybe sell one or two products or sign up one person in a month. If everybody on your team signed up one person in a month, your team would double every month, which is amazing. So I've got about 10 things here that you can focus on to get more duplication. I wouldn't try doing all of these things at once. Maybe just pick a couple on this list that resonate with you and start with them and then expand into these other things. The first thing that you want to do is you want to launch new distributors properly. Now, how do you launch somebody? What I recommend you do is when someone signs up, you put them through the getting started training. You find out why they want to do the business, what their goal, what their vision is. And if possible, and this is a big asterisk, but a big if possible, help them sign up their first one or two people. Keep in mind, 7 out of 10 people aren't going to sign up anybody. So we're talking about that 3 out of 10 who want to do something. You want to help them get their first one or two people signed up. That's how you launch someone new. You help them make their names list, give them a couple basic scripts to use, and maybe do a little role playing with them just so they feel comfortable. And then they start reaching out to their prospects. Number two, you want to give people realistic expectations. We're probably the only industry in the world where someone with no skills will come in and think they can make $10,000 a month right away, working part-time, when they've had a job for 30 years and they're not making that in their job full-time with 30 years experience. So you got to make sure that people's goals align with their time commitment and their skills. And if they don't, you need to help them adjust their goals so they have realistic expectations. Otherwise, they will be in and out of the business within 1 to 2 months. And you don't want that. You work so hard to sign someone up. You want to make sure they have realistic expectations. How do you do this? You ask them what their expectations. Hey, Johnny, what would you like to get out of the business in the next 1, 2, and 3 months? Where do you see yourself? And then once they tell you that, you can help them adjust based off their skills and their time commitment. Number three is to teach skills. If you want more people to sign up new reps, to get more customers, you got to teach them how to do that. Most people coming into our industry, they have zero sales experience. They have zero marketing experience. So it's our job to teach skills. That's what I do a lot with my team. We're always teaching skills. We do a lot less motivational meetings and a lot more skills-based meetings because it's important and people need to learn. You need to get your team reading books, plugged into your training, working with their coach or their mentor. That's going to teach them the skills. And most importantly, to roll up their sleeves, get in the trenches and be willing to make a few mistakes and look silly for a little bit while they develop those skills. Number four is to work with the willing. Not everyone is willing. You will quickly discover that as you build your business. So in my own experience, for every 10 people I sign up, 5 disappear within a week, typically within a day or two. It doesn't mean they quit, but they've signed up, they've done their thing and they're gone. And that's okay. They still stay active in the business. They still order once in a while, but they're not willing. You know, I love them. I appreciate them. But you're going to have people like this on your team. So what you're looking for is the person who calls you with questions. You're looking for the person who gets on training. You're looking for the person who's plugged in, who's trying to do something. That is the willing. Someone who's coachable. You give them an assignment. Guess what? They actually do it. Wow. I know. But you want to work with the willing because you can't push rope. You can't make someone want to do the business. Next one, promote events. If you want more duplication, promote events to your team. What type of events? Conference calls, webinars, local events, company events, generic events. As an example, 8 or 10 of my team members were going to Ray Higdon's big event in Orlando this week, this coming up week. Now, I know what's going to happen. People are going to go to that training. They're going to get excited, but more importantly, they're going to get social belief because they're going to be around so many MLM millionaires. It's going to be mind-blowing. And what's going to happen is after that event, the productivity with those people is going to skyrocket through the roof. So you want to promote events and you want to attend events and you want to teach your team members the importance of going to events. Now, I will clarify this. Traditional MLM events like big conferences, I wouldn't say they're outdated, but I wouldn't promote them to someone who can't afford it. Don't tell your team member the only way to be successful is to go to a big event, because that's not really true. You can go to all the events you want, but if you don't take what you learn and actually apply it in your business, you're not going to get good results. So don't be a professional meeting attender if you're not going to take what you learn and actually go and do it in your business. So events are important. I think the most important events in this type of industry is a weekly team webinar. People can be in their pajamas, they can be at home, but they can still get all the benefits of an event without having to spend all that extra money, without having to travel. Something to consider. Work in depth. What does this mean? This means that if I sign up Mike and I help Mike sign up Sarah and Joe, the best thing I can do to help Mike is to go work with Sarah and Joe. I help Sarah and Joe sign up one or two people. I teach them. We do the getting started with training. Maybe Mike fizzles out, but Sarah signs up two people. Now I go and work with Sarah's two new people. And I just repeat this process in depth. And what's going to happen is that's called taprooting. And that's going to drive your organization deep. And as you continue to do that, you are going to find someone who's serious at some point in your business that's going to run with the business, that's going to take off and build it with or without you. That's taprooting. That is a smart way to build your business. There are some leaders in one company, and they always say this, always work with the newest, most excited distributor at the deepest level in your organization. New blood is the lifeblood. New blood is where the excitement's at. So if you go and work with the new guy on level 20, you're automatically helping the people on the 19 levels above them, and you're working smart in your business. The next one, keep things simple. A mentor once told me it takes a genius to keep this business simple because the natural inclination is to make it complicated. And we do that as human beings. We tend to complicate things. So keep things caveman simple. And I'm sorry, caveman, for saying that, but keep it caveman simple. Keep it kindergartner simple. The more you complicate it, the more confused your new people are going to be. And a confused person does nothing in the business. So keep things as simple as possible. The next one, recognition and incentives. If you want to get more duplication, you want to recognize and get and do contests and have incentives with people. And this is what I will tell you. Don't, and this is my mistake that I've made many times, don't make a contest where only the top people can win or only the top people can qualify. Make a contest that's designed around the part-timer because the part-timer is about 98% of this industry. So make sure that you're recognizing people for the little things. You should not just recognize someone who signed up 20 people this month. Recognize the person who did their first Facebook Live. Recognize the person who got their first customer. Recognize the person who got the worst response from a prospect. Recognize someone for trying out a new product. Just recognize the behaviors that you want more of in your business, and you will see more people go for it. Also, incentives. Some people call this contest incentives, same thing. You should have the contest on your team frequently, and you don't have to spend big bucks on gifts. It could be a recognition. It could be a free product. It could be a free training. It could be a ticket to an event. It could be whatever. But people love contests, especially competitive people. So set a contest where there can be a grand prize winner, but also where a lot of people can qualify by doing a little bit. Because if you can get a lot of people on your team to do a little bit, you're going to see your grow. If you can help 20 people that wouldn't normally sign up one person, sign up one more new person this month, that's 20 new people onto your team that you can work with. Next one, stay in touch with people. Now, I have weird feelings about this one. I don't believe when you sign someone up, it's your job to chase them and, you know, keep trying to get a hold of them and keep trying to get them to do something. But I do believe when you sign someone up, it's your job to set the communication boundary. Let them know, hey, this is how often we should talk. It's your job to reach out to me because I'm working with a lot of people and I can't read your mind. I don't know when you have questions or need help, but if you ask me and you have a question for me, I'll be happy to answer it. But I don't know when you're struggling or when you're down or when you're having a challenge. So I think the best way to stay in touch with people, honestly, is to have a Facebook group for your team. If you have a Facebook group for your team, everybody can be in the group. You can post one message. Everybody can see it. Everyone can be plugged in. And here's my thoughts on this. If you have a Facebook group and a team member is not even willing to go plug into your Facebook group, why would you spend your one-on-one time with them? You'd be wasting it. They're not even serious enough to get in the group. Now, this assumes they have a Facebook account. If they don't have a Facebook account, that's something different. Also, if you want to stay in touch with people, you can do that through a weekly webinar very well. We have a team webinar. And you know, it's funny, it's the same people who get on every week. And there's so many people. And you know, what's even more funny is the people who get on the call are the ones who are building a business. And the people who don't get on the call or the webinar are the ones who aren't building a business. So have a team webinar and work with the people who get on the webinar. If someone's not even going to watch a playback or attend a 1 hour a week webinar, why would you spend a lot of one-on-one time with them? It'd be foolish to do. Next thing, daily challenges. This could be a daily contest. This could be a daily task. What I like to do with my own team is I like to say, look, here's three things you can do today to grow your business. Try to do one of them. And I post it in the Facebook group and we just try to see how many people can do that. That works really good. People like a challenge. People really like step-by-step instructions. And that goes to the last tip. If you want more duplication, you have to give people assignments. Now, this might sound harsh, but most people coming into this industry have never owned a business before. They're used to being an employee, and there's nothing wrong with being an employee, but most employees are used to being given tasks that they need to do for their job. They're being told what to do. So you want to do this with your new reps, but not come across as bossy. So what I recommend you do is you give them simple assignments. So I would say, you know, hey, Joe, you're brand new. What I've done is in this that can be complicated, and I've made it very simple. And what I have for you is just a couple simple daily assignments for you to do to move your business forward. Are you okay with me sharing that with you? And then boom, you share it with them. You give them assignments. You give them step-by-step instructions. And it's kind of like bouncing people a basketball. You're now, so if I'm working with Joe and I give him an assignment, I bounced him the basketball. Hopefully that basketball. Now it's his job to do the assignments and dribble the basketball and then bounce the ball back to me. When he bounces the ball back to me, we're going to review his progress and I'm going to give him another assignment until he becomes proficient. But here's what people do. When you bounce the basketball to someone and they don't catch it, or if it bounces off their head and they're completely oblivious, go bounce the basketball to someone else. Because that person's not ready yet. They're not coachable. They're not willing to work yet. And that's okay. But go and work with someone who is. So these are my thoughts on duplication. Duplication is one of those buzzwords in our industry. It's what I want. It's really hard to get. You know, you have some people who, you know, it's in our company, it's interesting. We have some people who've signed up 11 people and they've made it to the top rank. We have other people who've signed up over 300 people and they haven't made it, excuse me, to the top rank. Why is that? Duplication. And don't blame yourself if other people don't do what you do in the business. Don't blame yourself if other people don't duplicate. You have no control over what anyone else in the business does. All you can do is control what you do in your attitude, in your mindset, in your work ethic. So if you see people on your team who are duplicating, who are trying, who are retailing, recruiting, those are the people you should work with. Everybody else you love on, you treat them well, you support in a group setting, but your one-on-one time goes with the people who are trying, with the people who are doing something, with the people who are showing up every day. And here's my last tip out. I would rather see you work with one person on your team who's serious than try to get 50 non-serious people to do something. That will save you a lot of frustration. It'll save you a lot of time and energy, and it'll make you a lot more money. Work with the willing. With that, thank you for watching today's training. I hope you got some value. I appreciate it. Don't forget to check out the links in the description box below this training. Also, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. That'll help our channel out a lot. I really appreciate you watching. Check out my other training. We post new training almost every single day. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you.